Welcome to the Conscious Player Perspective Podcast. I am your host, Juice Got Me Juicy, and this is presented by Shinobi Space Club. Today's topic will be about self-love, and today I have a very special guest to help me with this topic, and she goes by the name of Intergalactic Honey. Welcome to the show, honey.
Thanks for having me.
So just give a brief description of who you are and what you do, because you do a lot of special, cool things. You are definitely somebody I consider who is an expert in the things that you do. You definitely heal me all the time. but I would like to hear, from your own words, what do you do and what are you out here doing for the people?
Well, thank you for introducing me. I do a lot of things. I am a Reiki master, a yoga teacher, and a life coach. I have a really unique way of blending all of those things together to help people feel more empowered in loving themselves and living the life that they desire.
That sounds amazing.
It is amazing. I really love it.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, I have to tell y'all, I got my first Reiki session done from her, and then I got so much clarity in a lot of things in my life. I don't get visions all the time when I get Reiki. I've gotten Reiki from a select few people, and I will say I have had some visions come through when I'm really in a relaxed state from honey when she gives me Reiki. So I really enjoy all the things that you do, which is why I wanted to bring you on for this second episode on season 4 of the Conscious Player Perspective about self-love. I feel like you are one of the key people that I have learned a lot from in my own self-love journey. Things like having boundaries and how to, love yourself enough to stand by them, and to love yourself enough to not allow anyone, not to sacrifice your boundary to make someone else feel satisfied, with the people pleasing and all that stuff, and other things as well. You taught me a lot of different things that I didn't consider was self-love, that are self-love. So I figured you'd be the perfect person to talk about it. And I think I'm really looking forward to the gems that you're gonna drop on us. So let's go ahead and move into the segment. You guys get your notepads ready or whatever you like to do. Maybe this would be a good time to grab some of that tea, some matcha. I just like to take time to talk about matcha. And then, we'll go ahead and get into it. All right, let's go ahead and get started. So on this part, I wanted to go ahead and ask, since I just mentioned boundaries, could you go in about the connection to self-love and having boundaries for yourself?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Boundaries are a form of self-love, no doubt about it. Without boundaries, people don't know how to love you. You don't know how to love you. So you got to have that self-awareness. You got to know what it is that you will accept, what it is that you will not accept. Without boundaries, people are going to walk all over you. You're going to feel like shit. You're going to give too much and leave yourself empty. You can't pour from an empty cup. And people, I think people think that pouring into yourself might be selfish. I think that our individualistic society that preaches that. I think that, we're self-love has been commodified. It's been turned into bubble baths and fucking pampering yourself, which is great. That's a great way to love on yourself. I'm not hating, but that's not it. That's not all of it. You got to be able to know yourself well enough to know how it is you want to be loved. You have to have that self-awareness and those boundaries and be firm in those boundaries. Because that's how people are going to, that's how you communicate how to love you. Do you get what I'm saying? Having boundaries with yourself and having boundaries with other people, it goes hand in hand. You can't set up boundaries and like only enforce them for other people or only specific groups of people, because that happens too, right? Mm-hmm. There's instances where a person might be like, oh, yo, like, I'm not going to deal with so-and-so treating me like this. But then someone who's closer to them will treat them the same way and they'll allow it, right? Mm-hmm. And that is that's a way of really getting yourself fucked up and setting yourself up for failure in the long run. I used to not have any fucking boundaries. I had no boundaries because I grew up in a family that didn't have any. You know what I'm saying? That was never modeled for me. But there was a particular relationship that I had where this girl was too much in my space, you know? I got love for her. God bless. But it really taught me that I needed to speak up for my boundaries. Like, yo, I need fucking space. I need to be able to do X, Y, and Z. I need to be in my own energy. I need to have time to myself. Like, as much as I like love you and want to spend time with you, I also got to be alone. I can't function with having someone there 24/7. You know, and that's something that I learned about myself. So that is a boundary that I have for me. I need to have alone time, you know. And I'm not going to say that I'm fucking perfect, because I've definitely, like, that's been something that I've been working on, right? Being able to communicate that, like, oh, this is something that I need right now. Because sometimes it can be difficult to communicate those things. It can be uncomfortable, especially if you've gone your whole fucking life people pleasing and allowing other people to dictate how it is that you behave and how it is that you treat yourself. It can be really uncomfortable because you're like, oh, if I set this boundary, they're not going to love me. That's not it, though. If you set a boundary and a person takes offense to that boundary, then it wasn't real love to begin with. They were using you, you know? And there's a lot of people that are takers. And it's not even that they're consciously takers either. It's they were unconsciously programmed to be that way because of people around them, right? And so really just if you allow people, you give it's that whole thing of like you give people an inch and they'll take a mile.
Right.
They'll only take that mile if you allow it. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta know your own limits. And it takes trial and error. It's a process, but having that self-awareness, asking yourself, actually getting really clear, how do I want to be loved? What actions communicate love to me? What actions do I take that communicate love to myself? You know what I'm saying? Like, and really just like, when you're clear, you can be confident in what it is. If you're not clear, you ain't gonna be confident in that shit. You know what I'm saying? So being clear in your own needs, in your own desires, in the way that you want to be loved, in a way that feels good, so that when you're receiving, quote, love that doesn't fit that, you know that it's not real. You know that it's not for you. You know that it's not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? Because then you'll just take anything. And not get what you actually desire or you really deserve. You know what I'm saying? Because people will give you scraps. That whole breadcrumb shit, right? They'll just give you little breadcrumbs of like table scraps. You don't deserve that. You deserve the whole motherfucking meal.
Right.
So, right. But you gotta know yourself enough and demand it. And you don't even get, it's not like demand as in like be a fucking brat about it. But like, not settle for less. And boundaries is what helps you to do that, to know, you know, if it's past this line, that's me settling and I'm not going to do that. You know, and like I said, it takes trial and error. You learn, but you got to learn and apply what you learn, because without application, then it's just fucking bullshit, you know. You got to apply what you learn, not just take mental notes and shit, you know, because then you'll just end up repeating the same cycle. A lot of people will date the same person over and over and over again, because even if they one, they might not be even aware, right? That self-awareness is like the first step. Mm-hmm. The action is the second step, though. Mm-hmm. So having that awareness and then taking action so that you can get yourself out of that cycle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Same, yeah. I know it's happened to me. I know it happens to a lot of other people. You'll date the same person.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the same qualities, even though it's a completely different person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Same archetype.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you don't do something about it, it's just going to keep coming back. Because the universe, everything is cyclical until you break the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Until you shift the cycle into something something different,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
something else.
Mm-hmm.
So... really just having that self-awareness, allowing yourself to recognize what it is that's going on and what it is that you're trying, what it is that the universe is trying to teach you through this person too. Because that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that crosses your boundary isn't necessarily an enemy. They're a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They're there
mm-hmm.
to trigger the fuck out of you for you to take a different action.
Mm-hmm.
Not for
mm-hmm.
you to be fucking triggered and stuck in that trigger space. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
To teach you something about yourself. To teach you something about your own worth that you hadn't been aware of before.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can move forward in a way that is more aligned with what it is that is your truth.
Mm. I like that. Some good gems in there. Hope y'all taking notes. I know I'm taking notes in this motherfucker. So... yeah, I like everything that you said. I think, you know, I've in my own journey, recognizing where, you know, like I'm such a kind person naturally, you know, it's just in my spirit to, you know, want a big love muffin, man. You know, I want everybody to, it's that Jupiter in Cancer, you feel me? I want everybody to, you know, be happy and succeed. And, you know, I do have a gift of seeing, you know, the good in people. And at the same time, you can't allow you seeing the good in people make that a good enough reason to sacrifice yourself and not stand in your boundaries, which, you know, you think like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. It's like, yo, what they say, like when you on the plane, you know, put your mask on first. I feel like everyone uses this analogy, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, if you thirsty, you need to fill your cup up first and quench your thirst, and then you're gonna feel a lot better, you know, pouring everybody else's cups on. You know, you might fuck around and spill that shit everywhere, and whatever y'all did have to drink, y'all don't got no more because you spilt that shit on the floor because you over here shaking and shit because you over here thirsty, moving too fast. I'm sure I've done that before. but you know, just, you know, I appreciate you dropping those gems and giving that insight. If you could give like one way that someone could practice implementing some boundaries, where do you think is a good place to start?
Using no as a full sentence.
Mm.
Like, hey, will you do this? Somebody asking you, like, if you'll do something, knowing damn well you got a whole full plate and you can't handle that shit. Instead of saying yes to please them, say no to please yourself, to fill your own cup, to not overgive. The example that you were giving about pouring, you know, out of your own cup, there was a, when I first started this journey, there was a healer that I went to, and she, I was having this crazy pain in my shoulder, and I couldn't figure out, like, I was like, oh, because at that point in time, I was doing yoga, like, 20 hours a week, like, I was doing a lot of yoga, because I was in the middle of my teacher training, and she was like, you've got something going on in your right shoulder, right? And I was like, yeah, actually I do. I've been trying to figure out, looking at all my anatomy books, trying to see, like, did I fuck myself up doing a particular pose? Like, she's like, no, it's because you're giving too much and you're not pouring into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me this analogy. She's like, look, if you are holding a pitcher of water and you're going around and you're pouring that shit into everybody else, you're holding that thing for so damn long, even though it's getting more and more empty. It feels heavier and heavier the longer you hold that shit, because you're just getting them. By the time you get to your own cup, ain't nothing left for you to pour, and your arm is fucking killing you because you've been holding this shit and it feels heavy. You gotta put that shit down. You gotta pour into you first. and then give to everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So, I wanted to ask about the relation to self-acceptance and self-love. Because I feel like those two, I definitely got this from you. You know, self-acceptance is definitely a part of the self-love journey. So if you could go into that, that would be awesome.
Yeah, most definitely. It's important. You can't love something you can't accept. You can't. This is not possible. In and of itself, love is accepting. And so regardless of like whatever it is that you've done in your life that you feel so fucking cringe about, you have to accept it. And so that means really releasing shame, releasing guilt. Those two energies in particular, they don't serve us. The only thing that those two energies do is keep us small, is keep us hiding, hidden, and not showing up in our full authentic expression. Shame can really fuck with you. And when you face that shit, when you look at it and you can look at what it is that you've done in your life that you feel shame around and be like, yo, you were doing the best you could with what you had, and I still love you. That is when you can release all of that. You know what I'm saying? There's all of these patterns of shame and guilt, in particular in our society. I feel like those are the two things that, like, when we're being brought up, right? Don't do this. And when you do the thing, like, you get punished and scolded, and, you know, you there's this word in Spanish. It's sinvergüenza, which when you break it down is like literally without shame. And it's typically used when you've done something, quote, shameful. And so it's like, ay, andas tu sinvergüenza, you know? Eres una sinvergüenza. God, I can't tell you how many times I heard that shit from my parents. And that shit really kind of like, it fucks you up. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's a word for that in English. If there is, I can't think of it. But things like that, like, they're literally only used to beat you down, to keep you in a box that you don't necessarily belong in. You're not supposed to be in a motherfucking box. That's not the purpose of this life. The purpose of this life is not for you to feel shame. The purpose of this life is for you to feel love and acceptance and to be free. To be free to express yourself in only the way that you can, because you are a divine emanation of God's source energy. God is not going to shame you. God does not give a fuck what you've done in your life, because God is a part of you, is expressing through you, is having these experiences through you. It's all meant to be experienced. You know what I'm saying? We live in a realm of duality. You have to have both, and you have to accept it. When you accept it, you take its power away, and you take your power back. You know what I'm saying? So really, it's key. It is so important to accept who you are as you are without shame in order for you to fully experience self-love. And when you do that, that allows you to have more grace and compassion, not only towards yourself, but towards the people around you. And I think that that's the reason why self-love is so important, because if you can't give yourself love, you cannot give love to other people in the way that you're meant to, not to the fullest expression. You know what I'm saying? Because that piece is still missing.
That's why self-acceptance is so important.
Yeah.
That's deep. All right. Thank you for dropping those gems about self-acceptance and how that relates to self-love, which leads me to this last part I wanted to ask you about, that you brought up to me, and I thought this was a really, really big one, is self-forgiveness. So I feel like that's a big part of self-love, is being able to forgive yourself with anything. So if you don't mind, I would like you to kind of break down that relation between self-forgiveness and self-love.
Yeah, for sure. Self-forgiveness is a huge piece of the self-love journey. There's going to be times in your life where you fuck up. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of being human. Mm-hmm. We're fucking experimenting with shit. There is no fucking manual that we get to follow, like, you know, step by step to get shit right. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be moments where you fumble a bag, and you got to not stay stuck on that shit. You gotta not stay stuck on that shit. Because if you do, you're just gonna be living in regret. You're just gonna be living in this self-loathing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not an energy that is conducive to you expanding yourself in the way that you were meant to. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna continue to keep you small. You tell yourself that you're a failure. Like, what kind of story is that? You know what I'd be telling yourself? That is a terrible affirmation. It's really important to be able to forgive yourself for those fuck-ups. Just look at that shit and just be like, yo, all right, I could have done better. I learned, and I'm going to move forward with what I learned, and I'm going to apply that shit, and I'm going to do better next time. You know what I'm saying? And really stepping into that is something that is going to speed up the journey. You know what I'm saying? That will take you to the next level a lot faster than if you continue to, like, mull over the things that, like, you know, you consider to be a fuck up or whatever it is. And that forgiveness piece is so fucking important. Like, it is so important. When you're able to forgive yourself, you can more easily forgive other people. You have that compassion for yourself. You have that understanding of, like, okay, I'm a fucking human. I fuck up. That's okay. That's a part of the process. It's a part of what I'm here to do. I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. I'm here to evolve, you know? And if I'm honestly, like, if you're not fucking up every now and then, what are you doing? Life isn't about perfection. It's not about being fucking perfect. It's about being you. And, like, this, though everyone is perfect in their own, like, divine expression, perfectionism is honestly just another form of self-sabotage, right? So expecting yourself to be perfect all the fucking time is draining. Oh my god, that shit is so draining. And it's another way to, like, keep you small. A lot of people will make an excuse of, like, oh no, I fucked that shit up last time, so I'm just never gonna do it again. Bitch, you fucked it up, but did you learn something? If you learned something, then you gained something. I like to say, you know, it's always a lesson and never an L. You feel me? If you learn something from that shit, then you gained something and you already winning.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can go forward with what it is that you learned and you can apply that and do better. And that's the whole thing. That's the whole, the fuck, you do that and you win in that life, right? Like, you win in the game if you,
right.
If you out here, like, taking that shit and continuously getting better, because that is the whole thing, is, like, to get better and better and better, even if it's 1% every fucking day,
right?
That compounds. That you do 1% better every fucking day, but you're going to be 30% better in 30 days. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be 100% better in 100 days.
Right.
And you're going to continue to get better and better and better. And that, you know, like, that feels fucking good. That feels good in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. You know what I'm saying? And that is what's going to lead you into, you know, living the life that you want, living a life that feels good, living the life that God desires to live through you. Because there's something that you are here to do that only you can do in the way that you can do it.
I like that, man. That was pretty powerful. I feel like, you know, And from my own journey, like, self-forgiveness has been a process of something that I have just recently been really diving deep in. And like, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say that I was even, you know, self-aware enough to even recognize that I wasn't forgiving myself in a lot of situations. You know, things, you know, I think we all have had moments in our life that have changed our life, redirected us in ways that we wish, oh man, I should have, coulda, woulda, went this way, or I wish I would have had. You know, I equate this to, like, you know how, like back in the day, you know, if you, it should be no jits listen to this shit, but you remember back in the day, like, when your parents would tell you some shit, and then, like, you'll, like, you know, they going off, whatever, and then, like, you'll go back to your room or some shit, and then you'll think of, like, all the fly shit you should have said in that moment. Like, you think about all that fly shit, like, oh, nah, you know, you be practicing this shit, you reliving the moment and shit, adrenaline might be pumping, and you like, damn, I should have, or, you know, it might have been some shit where you could have got away with some shit if you would have just said this instead of said the other shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to forgive yourself in the moment and kind of laugh at those moments when they happen, because I feel like, you know, I had a moment like today, and I was like, fuck, like, some shit goddamn threw my whole swag off, and I was like, damn, I shouldn't even, like, let that shit take my peace. But, you know, like, I just started laughing. I literally was just laughing. I was like, yo, that shit is hilarious. And, you know, I sent love to the situation, and I was like, you know what? Like, it's all good. This is just training me to be aware about where I'm going and to reroute my, you know, projection onto the playing field, because I feel like that's what we need to do. We need to master the playing field. And self-love is a piece of that, you know, boundaries, self-acceptance, and self-forgiveness are all keys that you are going to need to fully succeed in the way that you need to, in the most peaceful way, so that you can allow yourself to feel that empowerment and to recognize your true essence, as opposed to the essence that somebody else has placed on you or who they think you are. And I think, you know, naturally a lot of people want to find what they see in themselves in you. And a lot of times what happens is people react to you because they see something in you that they wish they had, and they feel like they don't have it within themselves so that they can, you know, come at you a certain way. And that's where the self-love will kick in, and you'll be able to recognize your truth regardless of what someone else is saying. Even if it's the random ass motherfucking YouTube commercial that you get and somebody is going off because you've been searching some shit on Google and now they tracking your ass, giving you these, like, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur, bet, well, you know, to do it, you gotta done, I got this, you know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta still be able to, you know, and I ain't knocking that, because sometimes I got some ads the other day and I was like, oh, that shit actually makes a lot of motherfucking sense, let me look into it, you know. But you gotta be able to be in touch with yourself and have enough self-love to be able to recognize your truth
right
above everybody else's truth. All right, appreciate everyone for sticking around and listening. I want to give a special thanks to Intergalactic Honey for coming through and dropping those DMs.
Thank you so much for having me.
You dropped a lot of cool shit. Where can they find you and talk up a little bit about your website? I definitely, like, love her website. I be copping the aura spray. That shit be selling out like a motherfucker, but I definitely, you know, when I feel some weird shit going, I'll be fucking strapped, nigga. So, where can they find you, and what are some offers that you have, like, on your website and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm on mostly on Instagram, to be real. So you can find me on Instagram at intergalactic.honey. My website is currently intergalactichealer.com, but I will be transitioning it over to intergalactichoney.com. www.digitaldownloads.com. Right now on my website, you can find digital downloads. I have meditations that you can use. I've also got time capsule healings on there. So those are recorded Reiki sessions that you can download and tune into like whenever it is that you want. I think there's some in particular for like inner child healing and also like for healing the physical body and things of that nature, so you can definitely check those out. You are absolutely right, the Aura's Ray is sold out, but I love this shit too. It is so good, bro. I carry it everywhere. I've got a couple of package deals for Reiki, so you can get one-to-one Reiki package deal up on my website right now. There's also a package deal for the one-to-one yoga, so that's private yoga sessions. And if you're interested in coaching, I have available right now like a free call so we can talk about, you know, what your goals are, what your big vision is, and what it is that you desire, and we can strategize, you know, a way for you to get there and really come up with a customized plan for you and what like actually works best. Because I know that every person is different and everybody has got different needs, and so those are really custom tailored to you. So you can definitely book that free call and we can chat. We can figure out a plan for you. So that's where I'm at. I'm also on Facebook, but I don't really use Facebook like that.
Right, I feel that.
So yeah. Definitely, like, if you want to get in touch with me, follow me on Instagram. You can send me DMs there. You know, say what's up.
Right. Well, thank you for coming, Intergalactic Honey. Dropping those gems. Make sure y'all check out the website. I definitely co-sign all the things that she does. She's definitely my coach for sure. So it's actually how I'm getting this podcast going again after I've started this shit like 5 times. So, you know, she's helped me, you know, really figure out, you know, where my truth was and helped me navigate, give me some tools and some things from our coaching sessions to help me figure out what I needed to be doing that's more in alignment and also give me clarity with the moves I should make in my path, and also to recognize when something isn't in alignment anymore and to pivot and allow my spirit to move towards the thing that is actually growing.
Yes.
So definitely check her out on the socials, hit her up on Instagram, and definitely check out the website at intergalactichealer.com. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you, Intergalactic Honey, for coming through.
Thank you.